Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that sometimes people ask us. It's part of a more general inclination to ask questions regarding the etiquettes and the customs that are in our religion. So this question is about the talqeen that people perform to the dead person, the corpse, before they, when they put him in the grave and they completely bury him, and cover him in dust, right? So maybe some of our listeners, our audience, there might be some non-Muslims, in the audience. So in order to clarify exactly what we mean here by talqeen, just to explain it here, we can say that, a part of the rituals, part of the customs, a part of the customs that Muslims, follow in their, when they bury a dead person, is that when they put the dead person in the grave, right, they kind of shake the person, the corpse, the dead body, and they kind of remind the person of certain things, right? They say that, your God is Allah, your book is the Quran, your prophet is Muhammad. They kind of remind the dead person of these kind of, theological beliefs that the person had, before kind of completing the burial process and, covering the body with dust and closing the grave. Right, so people ask, what is the purpose of this? Why do we do this? So we're going to kind of examine the answer to this question here today. Right, in general terms, right, just by way of precaution, as a disclaimer here, we can say this, that we don't know exactly all of the mysteries and all of the secrets behind all of the customs and rituals that, we have in religion, right? And we haven't been told, the reason for all of these things as well, So we don't have the kind of the criteria behind the formulation of these different customs and these rules, right? Which is why we cannot generalize them and say, hey, if this is the reason why such a custom was formulated, then we can equally formulate another custom in another place, because the same reason exists there, the criterion exists there, right? So we don't have that in our hand. But, the human mind being as it is, we can kind of, by force, we do think about, why the reason, what could be the reason behind it, and we do come up with some answers. So these kind of answers that we come up with, they're just kind of explanations behind the wisdom behind these kind of different rites. They don't mean to be the criterion about it. So in the case of this talqeen, we could say that, the pangs of death are so difficult for, every person. And, death is such a momentous change for this person. It's possible that perhaps, going from the state of this world and living in this world, moving into the hereafter by death, it could kind of shake this person, his whole identity, and he might seem to forget some of these beliefs. So this talqeen that we do, it kind of reminds the person, we're keeping reminding the person of these beliefs, so he doesn't forget them, because, obviously these things, these verities and these truths, this person has to take with him into the hereafter. So we kind of keep reminding him, the person, of these things, so he doesn't forget them, because of these events, these fearful events that are he's going through, the death and so on and so forth. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the talqeen and the rites of the burial of the Muslim. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.